Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headley. A very disturbing case out of California is becoming more unsettling the more that we hear about it. Philip Garrido of Antioch, California. He was arraigned last week for kidnapping an 11-year-old girl, keeping her hostage, and sexually assaulting her over a period of 18 years.
Details are crazy. Have you been taking a look at this?
Yeah, they're insane.
She, like, worked with him in their printing business?
Yeah, she was the genius behind his business card.
They're searching the property now, apparently, the authorities.
Well, they're now investigating whether or not he was also involved in the murders of several prostitutes from the area during the 1990s. With more details, we have Ravi Peruman. He's a reporter for KGO Radio in San Francisco. Ravi, are you there?
I am here, and good morning to you and John.
Good morning. So, over the weekend, what did we learn new about this case?
That's a very good question that I think only law enforcement is going to be able to answer. But we know what they were doing, and that gives us a hint of what they were looking for. We know that they searched the property next door to the the Antioch compound where this was all going on for all of these many years.
With cadaver dogs they brought.
With cadaver dogs, exactly. To see, because of loose connections between just the fact that this man lived in this area as one of, you know, numerous sex offenders, by the way. He's by no means the only one. I think there are about 100 in Antioch. In relation to some of these unsolved crimes of the past, you know, there was a string of prostitute killings, serial killings, up to 10 of them, as I recall. And I think he's being looked at for three of them because of some connection to a former client and the proximity to where some of these cases were.
He worked
out
in the area where the bodies were found. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah.
So do we have any idea why they're connecting these particular three killings to him?
I don't think we can read much into the verb connecting, because as is pointed out in print here this morning, every agency around here is looking at this guy for unsolved, because that's something you do. That's part of good police work. And if it's one thing every police agency around here is sworn to, it's doing good police work. I think this is behind, you know, one of the reasons the local sheriff came out and said, okay, look, we screwed up 3 years ago when we knocked on this guy's door and we had a complaint. And we didn't investigate it as deeply as we should have. And they're just trying to, I believe, make sure that never happens again.
You know, Ravi, you're a reporter for KGO Radio in San Francisco. I mean, that's the huge talk radio station in the Bay Area.
It is.
I'm just wondering about this community. How can you live next door to somebody for 18 years and not know they're keeping people basically as livestock?
Three people, yeah. Huh.
That's an amazing question, isn't it? But then again, ask yourself, how well do you know every single one of your neighbors?
I've been asking that all weekend long.
You know, and every neighborhood watch group is going to hold this up and say, this is why we do what we do. This is why it's important for you to know your immediate neighbors, so that we can look out for one another. And, you know, God help us, if there's something going like this in our neighborhood, we know about it.
It's odd because the police there, of course, are saying coulda, woulda, shoulda, but there's also reports of neighbors saying, you know, we heard girls' voices and we thought they were ghosts.
Right.
So everyone at this point is second-guessing themselves?
Oh, at least. Second, third, fourth. And it's going to continue. Imagine some of those neighbors, how they must feel. They know darn good and well something wrong was happening there. They knew it. You know, their intuitions were telling them that. But did they act on it is the question. And in too many cases, the answer is no.
So what else are we learning? We, of course, had the bizarre interview with Philip Garrido when he was first arrested. Have we heard anything else coming out of him?
That's the only jailhouse interview that I am aware of. And that was bizarre enough to keep us, you know, chewing on the content for some time. You know, every account I've read has said, okay, yes, he's a good guy. He was a printer, did our business cards, but he also ranted a lot, putting it kind of kindly for him. Well, he spoke of God all the time. He talked about starting
voices he heard in his head.
Voices, sure.
Well, Ravi, you know, as the community deals with this out there in the Bay Area, we're asking our listeners, and I think we've been asking ourselves here on the staff, I mean, how do you tell young people about this? I have to say that my kids, I have two 11-year-olds, about the last thing that they want to hear about is that somebody who kidnaps them off the street and holds them prisoner for 18 years. I mean, how do you talk to young people about a story like this?
We have done a great deal of discussion on just that issue, certainly on my radio station, because we are a talk show. You know, we report the news and then our hosts talk about it. And a lot of it has gone to exactly that area. How do you talk to kids? The best advice I have heard and what I take away from this is if they're not asking, don't volunteer anything.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Exactly. But as soon as they ask, answer it with candor. Answer with honesty and answer with tenderness and say, you know, there are evils in the world. This is why we teach you about, counter-abduction strategies. This is why we teach you to fight and scream and kick and yell.
Okay, Ravi Paruman, he's a reporter for KGO Radio in San Francisco. Thanks so much.
That's good advice.
My pleasure.